So just to start, Joseph Bell, one of the Michaels in Who's Bad, goes by Joe Bell. We'll call him that from now on.
It's never boring because it's music that we love, that everyone loves.
Joe Bell has what you would call an uncanny resemblance to the King of Pop. Just talking, he sounds a bit like him. And his parents have the same names as Michaels, Joe and Catherine, with a K. Who's Bad was formed in 2004, before Michael Jackson passed away. They cover the entire range of Jackson's catalog. Here is a live performance of the song Smooth Criminal. Before he joined, Joe Bell saw them perform. He was impressed by how much they sounded like the real thing.
I wasn't really one of those tribute artists to immediately try to totally exactly impersonate him or duplicate him. I just loved to sing him because our voices were similar.
The dancing is similar, the music is similar, and the looks are similar too. But one thing Joe Bell stresses is that he is not an impersonator. He performs Michael Jackson's music. He doesn't try to be him.
This is about Michael. This is not all about me. You know, it's about the music and having fun. I really believe that.
Perhaps one of the most iconic things about Michael Jackson's music career was his skill as a dancer. He was known to sleep in his dance studio because he was so determined to perfect his moves. Joe Bell has had to do the same thing, working with choreographers who worked with performers like Beyoncé and the King of Pop himself. And what about Jackson's most iconic move, the moonwalk?
Now that I know that you're supposed to not slide it on the floor, slide it right above the floor on the way back, and it looks like you're gliding.
That's the difference, sliding above the floor rather than on it. Joe Bell says it's a move that either looks really good or really bad. He gives the other Michael Jackson in the group, Talib York, credit for being able to do it a bit better, though. Patrick Fort, Aspen Public Radio News.